coast to coast and around the world. You are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness during Earth's ascension. Tonight, we have the author of Messengers of Light, Love, and Grace, Terry Lynn Taylor, with us, and we're going to talk about getting to know your personal angel. If you'd like to speak with us or ask an angel or psychic question, the phone lines are open. The numbers are toll-free, 888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. We also encourage you to email your questions to Spirit Answers at walkingwithspirit.net, and your questions will be answered in real time on the air. Now, Terry has gifted us with copies of her new book, Messengers of Light, Love, and Grace, Getting to Know Your Personal Angels. And the first five people who call in and ask a question will receive a free copy of her book. Just give your name and address to my producer when you call in, and we'll get the book right out to you. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive energy therapist with 25 years' experience. I have helped thousands of people, from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives, make their invisible dreams visible. Utilizing my gifts, I simultaneously am in touch with the past, present, and future, eliminating the fog and paving the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, and in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. I'm available for private consultations in the area of prosperity, business career, dream, life path, relationships, personal growth, negative energy removal, and manifesting techniques. I achieve success by blending intuitive wisdom with pragmatic action. Allow me to assist you in turning your life around. There's no need to suffer when I am here to help. Log on to www.healing-visions.com or www.walkingwithspirit.net, or you can give me a call today toll-free at 888-240-6057. Well, tonight I'm so fortunate to have Terry Lynn Taylor with me. She is the best-selling author of Messengers of Light, as well as eight other books on angels and the divine. Terry has appeared on The Lisa Gibbons Show, Anya Live, CBS News, and Strange Universe, as well as two NBC primetime specials about angels. She received the Body, Mind, Spirit Award for her book, The Alchemy of Prayer. Collectively, her books have sold more than 1 million copies. Terry currently conducts classes and play shops to promote the advancement of angel consciousness. Welcome to Walking with Spirit, Terry.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you here tonight. Why don't you give the audience a little synopsis of your background?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you kind of how I got involved in this current obsession with angels. But
okay.
I always believed in angels. And when I was in high school, my friend and I would get kind of, you know, careless, and we'd go, oh, our guardian angels are probably working overtime. You know, we'd make little comments like that, but we were serious, you know, because we knew we'd, you know, have near misses in the car and silly things like that.
Okay.
And then we would do things like we'd pray together to our guardian angels to get us things, you know, and it sounds pretty silly, but we would say, oh, we want to be in this class together, and it would happen and stuff, so... Anyway, you know, that was kind of part of my consciousness then, but on a kind of a silly level, let's say. Then in 1984, 85, I was in college finishing up my degree and feeling really like heavy about life, you know, thinking something's wrong. I need some spirituality, you know, and I had, you know, been reading spiritual books. Probably for, you know, since I've been 13, actually, I read Ruth Montgomery and all these things, and Autobiography of a Yogi, and I thought, well, you know what, now it's time to really be serious about spirituality. So I happened to be living near the Edgar Cayce Foundation at the time, and they had this library that was any book you'd want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So So I just kept checking books out and reading, and then I start to feel kind of worse about life. Like, wow, how can I ever live to my own spirituality? And, you know, I was feeling really heavy one day, and I read the saying, angels can fly because they take themselves lightly.
Mm.
And it was like I had this epiphany that literally the room I was sitting in just got whiter, you know, like somebody had turned a dimmer light on, you know, all the way up.
Uh-huh.
So I sat there with that feeling. I'm like, wow, you know, something's breaking through. What is this? And I started to think about the angels, but the angels more than just rescuers of, you know, from car crashes or, but as a consciousness, you know, that is there for us all the time, you know. And then I started to get this whole, like, insight into the sense of humor of God and the universe and how we need to take ourselves lightly, not so seriously when we're on this path. And that, so just, you know, it was a very powerful moment. And then it got me so interested in angels. It was like I couldn't get enough. You know, I'd looked for every book on angels I could find. I would ask people everywhere I went, do you know what angels are? What do you think? Have you had an experience? You know, and I never got like anyone saying I don't believe in angels. The closest that I got to a negative on it would be, well, if I'd call it angels, but I had this weird experience, you know. So it just kind of set off a whole pattern for me. And then I couldn't find a book that was telling me what I was feeling, you know. Like I had this new feeling about spirituality and consciousness, and I wanted to read something about it, but I couldn't find it. So I told a friend of mine, you know, I should just write a book on angels because I can't find the one I want. And he goes, that's a great idea. And I said, well, I'm not really serious, you know, but I'd been keeping a journal of kind of little practices I was doing, you know, like I'd write little notes to angels or the angel of somebody if I needed understanding. And, you know, I have this all in my book too. And I thought, you know, I do a lot of little practices. Maybe that could be a book. And then it did end up being a book after a series of other coincidences. And that was Messengers of Light, my first book. And then since then, I've, you know, used the consciousness in my life ever since. And I feel now so integrated with, you know, like I try not to let too long in my day go by without acknowledging gratitude or angels or trying to get that positive feeling going. Because, and it's not always easy, you know. I mean, there's a lot I'm dealing with right now personally, you know, with family issues and stuff. And so it kind of gets me down once in a while. And then I'm just like, whoa, you know. But then it's like the angels bring fun little things to cheer me up. And they come in all kinds of packages, you know. It was the other day, it was just as simple as turning on the radio, and there was a really funny thing that just hit my sense of humor perfectly. And in no time, I was laughing, and it changed, you know, everything.
Yeah, so the angel came in and just gave you that little boost that you need.
Well,
that
yeah,
noise that you heard earlier was a caller. Caller, are you still with us?
Oh.
Hello. Maybe they went away. Well, call back, please. I just wanted Terry to...
They're online with you.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Jennifer.
Thank you for waiting. What's your name?
I'm Jenny.
And where are you calling from, Jenny?
Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Home of the healing water.
Neat. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. I just had a question for you. I'm 27 years old. I'm sorry. I'm 25 years old. I'm kind of nervous. Husband just turned 27.
Oh.
Anyways, I've been trying to get in contact with my angel, my guide, and I feel like I'm very close to them, but I was wondering if you could tell me anything about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let me ask you, you say you feel like you're close. What does that feeling feel like? I mean, how does that manifest for you?
It just feels like, well, I have an uncle that passed away when I was real young that I was very spiritually close to. And I basically want to ask you about, you know, is he with me or is it somebody else? I just want to kind of put a name with or a face with the essence of the feeling.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And it's a question really that has many answers, because there isn't, I don't feel there's like just one way of looking at anything having to do with consciousness, because when we're talking about spirit and consciousness, we're in a timeless zone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your uncle's on in another dimension. You had a love connection with him, so obviously that's going to be what remains.
Right.
And certainly, I think that consciousness can expand, and help you. I also think that there's angels that are separate beings that are maybe in a different dimension too than spirits that have gone on to the other side. So you probably have several angels. You have a guardian angel that's, a personal angel to you that's been with you. Now, your uncle may be in, connection with that too and help you with things, like get your guardian angel to give you a little nudge here and there.
He came through to me during my whole life.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much whenever I ask for it.
Yeah, and so this is my answer to most people that have an experience that's real to them. It's real. You know what I'm saying? If you feel something, there's no reason to doubt that. And whether you can see it or someone else can come along and go, oh, that's just in your imagination. And then I say, well, what is our imagination? It's a field of energy where all possibilities exist. So I think definitely just go with it. And if it's a positive experience, ask for more insight. If you, even on simple things, just use that in your life. I think it sounds really, really right on.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jenny, I agree with her. And, your uncle, although he does exist in other dimensions, he does come back and spend some time with you. And
I was wondering, if he was reincarnated, because he had died when I was 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, if he's here in that way, mm-hmm. or if he's just watching over me, or why, I don't understand why I was so connected to him as a child. And I would really like to understand what this man did that was so, if I just loved him so much.
Yeah, could have
okay.
been
well, I can address that quickly, and if you want something in depth, give either one of us a call. What I'm picking up is that your uncle is still on the other side. However, in past lives, you two were husband, wife, sister, brother, mother, father. You've had a long history of being in his energy and being in your energy throughout several lifetimes. And that's why the connection was so strong when you were a little girl. So that's the energy that you're tapping into.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel that same way. Yeah, that sounds right. Me too.
Me too. I guess it felt good to validate that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for calling. And if you give your name and address to the producer, if you haven't done already, we will get you the book out.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Good job with your work.
Thank you. Thank
love and light to you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
Okay, Terry.
Uh-huh.
Some people, when Jenny was talking, it brought a couple of things to mind. Some people mm-hmm. believe that deceased loved ones are angels. What's your take on that?
Well, as I was kind of saying, I think, now, again, when we're talking about, spiritual matters, and I hate to get too dogmatic or say, oh, this is this way and this is, whatever, because I feel the angels open us to a realm where we don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel there's different different, how can I say it? Well, let's put it this way. You can have an experience of someone on the other side being like an angel to you, but they still might be in a more of a human spirit. But you definitely have a guardian angel that's separate, that's not like a spirit guide, okay? I think there's also angels that go higher up in rank to where they're like the closest to God and maybe just the purest, highest light possible. And then maybe the guardian angels are, closer to us. They're more, they're closer to our realm, but they still carry that energy from, you know, the highest divine light. Now, if we have a love connection, of course, love is one of the highest vibrations too. So we're going to have feelings like that from people we love that are very much like an angel. So we could either call them angels or spirit guides, but it doesn't matter much to me. What matters to me is what does healing leave me? You know, is it a feeling of love and light and, you know, positive information, then I say, yeah, it's very similar to angels. But you'll get people who are going to say, oh, absolutely not. That is a, you know, spirit that is passed on, and that's not an angel. But I'm kind of more, let's go with what the feeling is, you know, and if that's a feeling of protection and love and caring, and if it makes you happy to say that my grandmother who passed over is my guardian angel, then that's great. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it brings the comfort and it brings the energy of that person through.
Right. It's the angels are a consciousness that is vibrates very high, okay? Mm-hmm. And for us to get the most benefit, we raise our vibration to, you know, to meet their vibration.
Okay.
And it's not that they leave us if we're vibrating low or we're negative or we're in a stuck space. They're still there. It's just that we're not getting, they can't probably get the messages through to us, and they can't promote more negativity.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of, you know, also what level we go to. I mean, there's times of, I'm sure everyone's had that static bliss where you feel like you're cosmic consciousness, you're one with the universe, you know, and it's like you're there with the angels, and it's like everything one. So in that space, we are all one. We're all that light. So it doesn't matter if there's a spirit that was once human or an angel who's never been human. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all a matter of, you know, where we're at each day in our lives. And some days, you know, we're more human and we need a human connection, whether it's from a loved one here or from the other side, you know, it's just far. Other days, I just feel like, hey, I can cruise through this and, you know, like all spirits with me and none of this human stuff can get me, you know, but that doesn't happen all the time.
Well, you know, I've had so many calls, you know, sessions the last couple of weeks with people who are really experiencing a lot of heavy, dense energy, whether it's anger or resentment or fear. How can we engage the angels to get past those, I'm going to say, lower level vibrations?
Well, I think, one, there's several ways. I think the first thing is just to send out a prayer and go, you know, I this has to change. You know, I've got to get above it so I can, you know, get past it. And then a mantra I use that really helps me is faith, not fear. Because fear vibrations are what get us angry and, you know, it just gets us all muddled up with stuff. So I try to go past that and say, you know, faith, not fear. And sometimes just by repeating that, I start feeling my vibration raising, and then I can look at things clearer. A lot of times it's asking the angels, hey, you know, give me a moment of gratitude. Let me change this perception here. Or just really, you know, writing down things, like just saying, okay, I'm going to write in my journal about why I'm so upset, you know, and then you get some insight. And I have a lot of little practices in the books that I write that, you know, we do with the angels. And I think written word is good, because then we, you know, it's like registering it in the book of life. You know, we're writing it down and saying, okay, here's what we want to manifest, you know, and you're registering it. It's like ritual means that you're doing a little something extra so that in your psyche it's registering, okay, this, we're serious about this, we want to change. So, you know, sometimes you could light a candle and just meditate. I mean, there's so many ways to switch over. But I know it's difficult, and I know right now there's some, it's like stuff hits you from like wild rides, you know, an amusement park. It's just things come out of nowhere, and you're like,
yeah.
Wow, what am I going to do with this thing?
Yeah, it's like Pluto came down and coupled with Saturn and came
yeah.
and just slapped you.
I know, but you know, at the same time, too, I've noticed some instant manifestation happening,
mm-hmm.
like stuff that happened pretty quick for us, you know, too. So the lighter part of all this energy is, you know, things that we've been waiting for a long time can start happening. We could, you know, have the, something can help us, you know, like the angels or whatever the light side is that, it's like the energies for us too, to use. But there are definitely things going on right now that we all have to just kind of try and keep our inner peace and definitely our sense of humor. I mean, that saves me all the time,
mm-hmm.
all the time. Cause, and Jung said that humor is the only divine quality that humans really possess.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. Now, Terry, first of all, let's put out the phone numbers again. The phone lines are open. The numbers are 888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697, or you can email us at spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. And again, for the first, now, the next four callers who call in, you get a free copy of Terry's book. Terry, do you work with any particular angel?
Well, I do, I have a little information I do to St. Mike, or Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
when I feel that I need to, and it's just a simple thing you repeat three times, and it's useful for any time you feel like there's maybe energy you can't handle.
Can you share that with me?
It's divine light of the highest order under the protection of the Archangel St. Michael. And you just repeat that three times or more. I mean, you know, but I do it at least three times. And a lot of times I feel just a sense of peace come over me, or I just trust that things will change.
Say it again for a couple of times for those mm-hmm. who are trying to write it down.
Okay. Divine light of the highest order under the protection of the Archangel St. Michael.
And that's used when you...
Well, I think it's used, like, if you feel like you're in territory you don't understand, or if you're angry at someone and they walk up to you or something. I know a friend of mine said that she's really mad at her mother, you know, and they were having some conflict, and she had to go to the airport and pick her up. So right before she saw her mother get off the plane, she said that, and it was like, it was a great meeting, you know.
Okay.
Like, it just changed. Everything was wonderful.
Okay.
So it often just felt like, you know, and another thing I do when I say that is I imagine a flood of light going out, you know, like the protective light. I just imagine light being pushed out as a little, you know, barrier of protection for me or my aura, whatever. And so, because Archangel Michael is the, you know, highest angel that can dispel the darkness. And I feel like there's a lot, I don't want to mess with the darkness. I'll have the angels do it for me. You know, I'm not going to. And if I feel that energy or if I feel some heaviness, I do call in Archangel Michael. Raphael is the healing angel. And also the angel that's the most, described as the most chummiest with humans.
Mm-hmm.
In pictures, he's shown walking along with angels, and Raphael is definitely more of a personal energy for us, you know, the humor, the light, the love, and the healing rays, the green healing rays. Archangel Michael, I feel like, is a blue, I think other people agree with it too, is more of a blue ray.
Mm-hmm.
So those are probably the two main ones for me.
Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned something when you were talking about, you know, the light and the dark. Now, do you believe that there are dark angels of the darkness?
Well, I feel there's a dark consciousness, like there's a light consciousness.
Okay.
And whether actual beings emerge from that, it's very possible, but I think energy emerges from that. And I think, like, there's Christ consciousness and there's Antichrist consciousness. So talking about the Antichrist manifesting, well, that consciousness is definitely manifest. I mean, we see that just any time we see anything that, you know, goes against life. You know, the effects of choosing greed over what's right for humans, you know. I mean, that to me is anti-life consciousness. I think people, if they get to, excuse me, one second.
Okay.
They get to, you know, enamored with all of that, then, yeah, they might start carrying some of that energy. Maybe some of that energy can, you know, even get out of hand through them. I don't know. I try to, you know, I'm not focused too much on it, but I see it, you know, and I think to outright use negative energy, you're just, it's going to come back on you, not, you know, anybody else. It's not good for us personally to do that. So I think most people that kind of dabble with the negative energies, they either probably destroy themselves or end up going, you know, passing, coming into the light. And I don't, have you had, do you get people calling you with problems like that? And
oh, well, yeah, predominantly, like 80% of my business is people calling in and looking for sessions to remove the negative energy that they've got caught up in, you know, so much negativity. And the first thing that I always tell everybody, and this is something that I truly believe in, is that what you give out comes back to you 10,000 times, whether it's positive or negative. So, it's, you know, I mean, it's best to give from your heart. And I can't control how someone else takes my giving, but I know that if my intent is put from the heart,
well,
that's
absolutely.
What I
and you, you know, you do your best. It's a simple guide, and you know, some days our best might be like phenomenal, and other days it might be just a simple smile at someone. Again, too, you know, there's, I guess, I don't know. I feel like it's so sad because there's like such loss of human connection sometimes in people's lives that just one nice word to them just about melts them, you know? It's like, it should be the opposite. It should be like, you know, there's so many nice words that we're all like great, so the you know, usual would be someone being negative. But it seems right now it's like there's just a sense of like rage from certain, you know, energy of rage and hostility.
Well, and negativity, I mean, you have to look at the world as we're living it right now. You're at war wherever. You know, we're talking about terrorists, our rights are being taken away.
It's just bombarded into our consciousness.
Well, fear. I mean, we're being pounded by fear from, you know, top-down government-wise. It really affects our psyche.
Oh, it can't help but, you know, I mean, that's just what, so I feel the angels are a good antidote to that, is just to focus on creating an angelic world for yourself, too, because we're here definitely on the earth plane, and we can't ignore all that. It's not going to go away. But we can create our own reality.
Yeah. And in your book, you talk about, you know, being in the world but not of it. Let's talk about that a little bit. What do you mean, and how can we achieve that?
Well, I think it's maybe the people that would resonate with know that inside. And I think that's what Jesus was saying, is, you know, the world may not change, but we can, you know, and we don't have to be of worldly things. You know, we can be here and be light and be light beings and do good. And even if it's difficult, just stick with that and not get hung up on silly things. And I think money, of course, is one of the things that gets us, and we mix it in with prosperity consciousness, and you know, it can get even the best of the spiritual side in us, like fearing, you know, because money seems to be such a big thing. But it's not, you know, it's only money, it's only energy. And but look at what it can do to people. You know, they make mistakes, they end up in jail. They, you know, you, I don't know. So I feel like it's good for us to look out at the world, like like we just talked about, that, you know, that we hear on the news and all that stuff, but say, you know what, I'm a spiritual being and I'm here to do, you know, to walk the earth in peace and do my best. And I don't have to be that. I don't have to be part of it. No matter what happens. However, we're in a human body and we're going to have, you know, trials that go with that. But that's just not the whole, you know, that's not just who we are. We're so much more than our physical.
You know. Yeah, and I think a part of it, too, is learning how to not truly engage in mass consciousness, but
yeah.
Because, you know, energy is a flow, life is a flow.
Oh, you know, this reminds me, I was yesterday on the news. My husband was telling me, oh, guess what? Tomorrow's the saddest day of the year. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, all over the news they've been saying, yes, the saddest day of the year, which would be today, right?
Uh-huh.
And
why is it the saddest day of the year?
Who knows? But why would they even say that? You know, what? Do more people call in saying they're sad? No, that's possible, you know, because it is the middle of winter. And I know when, you know, the light and stuff. I think that's another thing, too, that as the natural part of us is in tune to nature, the natural thing to do this time of year is to be more interior and to be, you know, but we don't always have the choice to do that because we're, you know, working or whatever. We can't just go, hi, I'm going to hibernate for a few weeks because I'm feeling I need to recharge, you know. But we have to acknowledge that that part of us is probably wanting to do that. So the saddest day of the year could be, you know, something related to that. But I thought, well, you know, here's a perfect example of downloading, you know, this for everyone. So they're going to think, oh, yeah, I'm sad today. It's the saddest day of the year. And
yeah. So when we hear programming like that, what can we do to counteract that?
Well, you know, awareness brings change, so be aware of it. Mm-hmm. The same thing with this bird flu, you know, it's like, well, the flu, it comes from influenza, you know, it's going to influence the masses. So we have to really, you know, not let to us. We're not part of that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My youngest son and I, we have respiratory problems, so we get flu shots for years. And then there was a gentleman that I knew, and he was saying, you know, flu shots really aren't good for you. And he talked to me long enough to convince me that that was something that I might not want to do. So this year with the pandemic coming and the bird flu and all this, I sat down with my youngest son and we had a nice little chat and we were in agreement that this was going to bypass us.
Yeah, good.
And we didn't get a shot. We haven't even had a cold.
Yeah.
But it's about mindset. And but before that, I bought into the mass consciousness of, okay, I got to get the flu shot.
It's easy to do because, you know, it's definitely right in our face all the time. And I think that, you know, we have to take care of ourselves, too. So if, you know, our batteries are running low and we just keep letting it go, we're going to, you know, we need time to regenerate. And I think that's when we get sick, is when we're just at all costs, someone needs to rest, you know.
Yeah, again, it's about staying in the flow.
I mean,
it's discovering the flow of life, of your life within the larger, you know, spectrum here, and just going with what is right for you, regardless of what someone else.
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of angels, is they're, you know, they encourage that in us, and when we open to them, we'll get the little reminders.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is it that, well, first of all, let's talk about you a little bit. Are you doing any workshops?
I don't have any scheduled right now because I just kind of have been going through a thing. My mom has Alzheimer's, and I'm her power of attorney and everything. So I'm trying to get all of that settled, you know, before I make any commitments for a few months. And then I plan on, you know, coming back out.
Okay. Well, do you do any type of angel consultations with folks?
Or is it just
for them to purchase your book?
Yeah, and, well, they can definitely email me, and I do have a couple emails I need to get back to people who would like that. And as soon as I get, you know, a little more a handle on a few things, which I think I'm close to, I'd love to be doing that.
Okay, what's your email address?
Well, I have a couple of them, but you can... Terry Lynn Taylor, and it's TerryLynnTaylor @ gmail.com, and that's just, you know, G for Google, G and mail.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to my website, terrylynntaylor.com, and email me through there, too.
Okay, so at your website, we can purchase your latest book, which is Messages of Love, Light, and Grace. And your other seven books, are they available there also?
Well, what I did with Messengers of Love, Light, and Grace is I took kind of the, I have books with H.J. Kramer. So I took those first four I wrote, and I took the best of and put them in Messengers of Love, Light, and Grace. And then I added some stuff that I had never put in anything before, and then, you know, kind of updated some of the concepts and added a few new things, and put some of my more favorite angel stories in, and, you know, just kind of so I, because the other books, you know, so I'll take those out of print and just, I'll focus on this one as, but I do have a couple other books in print too. Some of them are out of print.
But if they're in print,
they're still
available.
You know? Yeah. They're,
okay.
I think, especially Amazon, there's, it's so great because, you know, you have private sellers selling books too. So almost every book that's ever been out, you can usually get now.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It truly
the
is.
The internet is just, I don't know. It's, oh, I love it. You know,
well, you know,
great.
It's the angels at work, you know?
Yeah.
Deploying alternative means to gain the information. Now, what about people who, you know, right now with the economic times, they might be looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, they might be looking for romance in their lives. Can the angels assist us with this?
Oh, yeah. I definitely would, you know, get some angels on the case. It doesn't hurt. The romance thing is always difficult because we often think we want someone that's not, you know, I mean, that's a tough one, but I think if you, you know, believe in love, you're going to meet somebody that's going to be just right, and it'll surprise you at some point, and you'll be ready for it. But I think, yeah, definitely ask the angels, but ask them in the way to bring you the best possible thing. Don't ask for a specific thing, because sometimes we get attached, like we see, oh, I just had this job, or this person just my mate. Everything would be great, but that may not be the case. You know, there might be something like 10 times better for you. So I think with the angels, they bring us the opportunities that lead to what we're really supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So I like to not be too specific, even though that's difficult because there's a lot of specific things I want. But then I go past that and go, okay, just, you know, I like some work that fulfills me, you know, and approach it that way. Just, and then our job is really to always be open to looking for the signs after we've asked for something,
mm-hmm.
because it could come in really creative ways. You might have the urge someday to just turn right at the street, and you're like, that's out of my way, but no, turn right. So you do it, and then, you know, you might see a sign that says jobs, or, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
or a store that has help wanted.
Yeah, so it's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's kind of like we have to then pay attention to little signs and urgings and, you know, kind of follow our heart and spirit.
Now, could we ask something specific and then at the end of it say this or something
yeah.
better?
Yeah, of course.
And then that way it kind of covers maybe what we think we want anyway.
No, and yes, and I don't think there's any rules to that. And I remember when I was writing my book on prayer, the one reason that I did it is because I read this article, I think it was in New Age Journal or one of the big big metaphysical magazines, and somebody was saying, oh, and you can't ask for things in your prayer, and you should pray this way, and don't do this, and I thought, you know what, well, prayer is communication, and God reads our hearts, so I could be sitting here asking for something all day long, but my prayer has been sent out from my heart, and my heart knows what's really the best for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So God's reading what I'm really saying. But who cares if I'm asking for, you know, a specific thing?
Yeah.
You know, the God is not like particular on words. But, you know, we're much more than that. So I hate rules and regulations where spirituality is concerned. I think guidelines and concepts and stuff are fine, but, you know, it's hard enough just getting through life and, you know, doing a good job. We don't need to put in more, you know, more trouble for ourselves.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Terry, why is prayer so important? You talk about prayer in your book a lot. Why is it so important?
Well, I think it's the way we stay connected to God and to Spirit. You know, it's the way that we communicate through our psyche, through our hearts, through our minds. You know, we kind of set something in motion. And it also, I think it takes place on a deeper level of our soul, too. So it's important. I think it's a real important part of our spiritual life is to pray. I think meditation is too, and that's where we listen. We listen for cues, and we just get in touch with the peace within. And I just think those are important things.
Okay, so when we're praying, do we just pray and ask for what we want? Do we pray and pray to the angels? Pray
no,
to God?
I think we can do a little bit of all of it. You know, there's days when I feel just really connected to Spirit, and my prayer might just be, thank you, God. Then there's days where I'm really struggling, you know, and I feel like a little, you know, like insignificant spot on the earth, and I may pray very differently, like, you know, a child would. And I would just go with how you're feeling in the moment and just communicate and pray that way. I also use the guardian angel prayer, and I say the Lord's Prayer sometimes when I feel that I just need to use a prayer that is said several times a day around the world, you know.
Okay.
I think it's a powerful one. So, I use those prayers too, you know, just for... I always say it when I'm in the car. I always say the guardian angel prayer.
Okay, what is that?
Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day and night, be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. It's a cat prayer that's been said for years, but I just feel it gives me a sense of comfort, you know.
Okay. So is that up on your website for those who are looking for
it? It might be. If not, definitely email me. I'll email it to you, and it's in the book.
Okay.
And you can probably even put in guardian angel prayer on the internet, and it would come up.
Now, how do you feel about asking specific tools for specific things? Like, you know, someone told me once that the angel Metatron is, you know, the angel of death, but he can also help us put an end to situations in our lives that we can't seem to end for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work with the angels in that manner?
You know, I do if I feel there's a need for that, yeah. I think that, you know, if there's something like that, yeah, be specific. There's also, I feel that, you know, there's, well, you know, if we get into quantum physics and the fact that time goes forward and backwards and everything, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we get past all this. Well, we can realize that, so we can assign an angel to something. Like, I always tell whenever I do a group, you know, place off or we're together doing something, to say, you know, an angel has been assigned to our group, and whatever we establish here in consciousness and, you know, in our desires, that angel is there for eternity to help that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then people are going, well, why would an angel bother staying and, you know, that? Because the thing is, it doesn't work that way. It's not like our time that's, you know, linear, where days are measured by hours and stuff. It's, you know, we're a bleep on the radar screen, really, when it comes down to that. So I think, yeah, you know, there could be angels assigned to just about anything, except something negative. You know, but yeah, if you're a teacher and you have a class, and every day you meet together, you know, ask the angel of that class, you know, for insight on the whole unit there to help you. If there's a specific problem, just say, yeah, and write it down. Just say, you know, like this situation, you know, resolved, and I'll do whatever I can to help and all that.
Okay.
So it's really, it's kind of like, each person can design their own plan that way. You know, because it's not something that's going to bring harm unless you're trying to do harm or, you know, or be a sorceress or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, on that level, I can't help you.
Well, you know, I think it's really about us thinking, you know, paying attention to our thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and then paying attention to what we're asking for, and
yeah.
then being open to allowing the universe, the angel, and whomever else is willing to assist us on a high
mm-hmm.
level to assist us in achieving what it is that we ask for.
Yeah.
But be careful what we ask for.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. And, you know, because and it's okay, too. It's a good learning, you know, experience when we get something that we didn't quite realize that that's, you know. And again, have a sense of humor because that'll pull you through. And I think the other thing, too, I do when I feel stuck is I start the attitude of gratitude and I start just thanking everything, even if it's not something I'm truly thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just say thank you for this experience, thank you for that, and you know, I start to notice beautiful things around me, and I'll, you know, thank the angels for the beautiful clouds they're creating art with, and the trees and the mountains, and then you're in a different space, you know. I think the key thing is we want to feel good about who we are and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And feel is the important thing. If we start to feel prosperous, whether we have $1 or $1 million in the bank, you know, we're prosperous. But it's about a feeling. And, you know, so a lot of times if we try to think positive and it's just a thought going out, but there's no feeling to back it up, then wondering, well, why isn't anything happening? Because you're not working on feeling that positive, you know, how would you feel, you know, if you were just at peace with everything, regardless of not having anything or regardless of having everything, you know, how does this feel? And then think of all the wonderful things you can do from that feeling.
So was it a good idea just to go back into a time when you had that feeling in your life and remember that scenario,
sure, yeah.
and then tap into that and bring that feeling forward?
Yeah, and then I think to be good to yourself, you know, to look around at situations in your life and, you know, I mean, things you're eating maybe that aren't so good or whatever, you know, just like look at the whole picture,
mm-hmm.
and just think how, you know, how can I change that? And then remember that energy can change in an instant. There's one thing that, well, I'm sure most of your listeners have seen What the Bleep Do We Know? Have you
right,
seen it?
Yeah.
That's a good movie to watch a few times because it shows, I think it's, you know, it has a lot to it, obviously. I mean, it's giving us all kinds of information, but it just has all the tools we need too about like creating our day, about how we can get stuck in, you know, a mindset based on the past, out of fear, out of a negative thing that happened to us, you know, and so I try to watch that actually, you know, I bought the DVD, we keep giving it away, but, you know, and I keep buying more copies, but I found a lot of very helpful stuff with that. It reminds me of, you know, the bigger picture. It's so, so beautiful, so beyond, you know, all the cruddy stuff that's going on in our, you know, immediate news shows. And, you know, you're just so much more than that. and it's wonderful. And I think another good thing, too, is, like if there's a Whole Life Expo in town, or they don't call them that anymore, but, you know, just go and meet your tribe, you know, like go
mm-hmm.
and hang out with
find your
like
family.
Mine. Huh?
But find your family.
Yeah, because they're there. You know, there's going to be like minds. You just kind of sometimes have to, you know, put yourself in the right place to find some people that, you know, would expand life. And,
yeah. Well, you know what, couple of minutes left, Why don't you share with us your favorite angel story?
Well, the favorite one, God, it's in my book, and it's pretty amazing. I don't know if I have time, actually.
Yeah, you do.
Well, my godmother's daughter, they're older than me, you know, but she was married to someone named Vern. And Vern was a pretty interesting guy. He had been a detective, you know, in the, I think it was the LA story, and got involved in some psychic experiments that a psychic was doing back in the 50s. So he was a detective, but he was also interested in, you know, past life therapy and all these cool things. And he would get messages from his uncle who was on the other side. So he'd be led to do things, and it's kind of how he met Kathy, his wife. So he kept, years later, he quit the force because he couldn't deal anymore with, you know, the stuff he was seeing. And he had, he kept getting this message, find the boy with the rose, okay? And he would set out on missions like he had to go help this person. So he kept looking on corners for a little boy with a rose or, you know, and he just was like always looking for the boy with the rose. So he went to a coffee shop he hadn't been to in years. He was driving by and went, oh, I haven't been in there for years. He goes in and he sits down next to a guy, a young teenager, who's just drinking a Coke, but his wrist, he has a rose tattoo on it. And Vern goes, oh, I found him, you know, and he said something to the kid, and the kid kind of snapped back at him. And anyway, the kid had devised a plan that he was going to kill himself. You know, he goes, well, everything will be taken care of soon. And, you know, and then Vern said, well, listen, first he says, well, what's your problem, really? And he goes, well, my parents, this and this, and blah, blah, blah. So Vern said, well, look, you might think I'm a nut, but I've been sent to find you, and I'm going to tell you a theory I have. And whether you believe it or not, I just need to tell you. And he kind of gave the kid like a theory of, you know, we pick our parents and this is how we learn and you're young and, you know, hang in there. And if you want to leave when you're 18, leave, but don't, you know, you have to look at the situation differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the kid said, well, you know, I don't know if you are some kind of a nut. And of course, written in the book, because this is firsthand from Kathy, it's probably written better than I'm telling it. But anyway, you know, the boy said, well, you might be some kind of a nut, but at least you care. And he said, thanks. And he kind of calmed down. And so Vern left. And then a few years, probably like 10 years later, Vern died of cancer. And that the boy with the rose, I get kind of emotional, showed up at Vern's funeral. And, you know, thanks, Kathy. And he had two kids. Anyway, that's my favorite one because it shows us how just silly, you know, one little thing we do can change someone's life. And if we listen, if we listen to our angels, and it may sound like a silly instruction, just go for it. You know, you might be there just in time.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a little more to the story when you read it in the book, but it's a simple thing, but it's so powerful, you know, and it wasn't angels flying down or anything. It's just a person just like you or I listening to their guidance.
Okay, and that's what we're here for, you know,
yeah.
We're spirits and human bodies, in our part of it anyway, listen to the guidance from above. So, Terry, I really appreciate you being my guest today. We've been speaking with Terry Lynn Taylor, the name of her book, Messengers of Love, Light, and Grace, Getting to Know Your Personal Angels. You can find it at the, you know, online at the major bookshops and at your major bookstore. And if you don't find it in your neighborhood bookstore, ask them to order it. They will be able to. Or you can get it from her website, which is, what is Terry?
Well, it's either angelsconfly.com or terrylynntaylor.com.
And that would be
T-E-R-R-Y. Yeah. L-Y-N-N-T-A-Y-L-O-R. Three Y's in my name.
Okay. And your email for those who might want to get a copy of those prayers that you were talking
about? Yeah, is terrylynntaylor@gmail.com. Okay. Or you can go to my website, too, and email me. Okay. And when I get around to it, I'll post those, too, on the website. Just have been a little busy to take care of a few things lately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, we wish the angels would come in and work with your... was it your mother?
Yeah.
Who has the Alzheimer's.
Right. It's a tough one, but I think I'm a lot, and I think I, you know, just, like I said, doing my best with that.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting because we always put ourselves in situations where we have the opportunity to learn.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. That's just what life is. And that's the fun part, you know. We should accept that and go with it.
Yeah. We should just go with the flow. Yeah. Stay in the flow of life.
It always helps.
Yes, it does. Okay, Terry. Well, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We've been speaking today with Terry Lynn Taylor, author of The Messengers of Love, Light, and Grace. Visit her website at www.terrylynntaylor.com. Send her an email, and you can purchase her book from the major bookstores around. If you can make positive changes in your life, log on to www.healing-vintage.com and click on the Manifesting Techniques link to download your free special report, Living Your Life on Purpose. If you're really ready to make leaps in your manifesting abilities, whether it's for peace of mind, love, money, or spirituality, or anything else your heart truly desires, click on the Manifesting Program. This program will give the secrets to manifesting divine blessings from the heavens, which is our birthright. There's also a link for three powerful money meditations. So for techniques that really work, log on to www.healing-visions.com and click on the Manifesting Techniques link and start living the life you want now. If you'd like a consultation with me or have any questions about anything that's on my website or would like to reach a guest of mine, please give me a call. My number is 888-240-6057. Now, next week, we're not going to be here. The station is moving west, but we will be back the week after next with Bob Hoff, and Bob is going to talk about dreams. So if you got dreams you want interpreted or if you'd like to ask a psychic question, great time to call in. Remember that the master knows that he or she is always a student, whereas the student still someday hopes to be a master. Many blessings, light, love to all. Namaste.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.